我们开始还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读主的话。
Let's read God's word together as we start.
我们先看撒加利亚书第一章。
Once again, we'll turn to Zechariah chapter 1.
第一章第十六节。
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍是怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts.And a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚，这是我们这一次特会啊，我的负担。
I think you all are aware that this is my burden for this weekend's meetings.
我们再请弟兄姊妹打开出埃及记第四十章。
Next, we'll look at Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记。第四十章
Exodus 40
我们先从第一节读到十一节
We'll read the first 11 verses together
耶和华晓谕摩西说正月初一日你要立起帐幕把法柜安放在里面用幔子将柜遮掩把桌子搬进去摆设上面的物把灯台搬进去点其上的灯把烧香的金坛安在法柜前挂上帐幕的门帘把燔祭坛安在帐幕门前把洗濯盆安在会幕和坛的中间在盆里盛水又在四围建立院围把院子的门帘挂上用膏油把帐幕和其中所有的都抹上使帐幕和一切器具成圣就都成圣又要抹燔祭坛和一切器具使坛成圣就都成为至圣要抹洗濯盆和盆座使盆成圣要使亚伦和他的好，我们就读到十一节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and you shall place the ark of the testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with the veil, and you shall bring in the table and arrange what belongs on it, and you shall bring in the lampstand and mount its lamps.Moreover, you shall set the gold altar of incense before the ark of the testimony, and set up the veil for the doorway to the tabernacle. And you shall set the altar of burnt offering in front of the doorway of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And you shall set the laver between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. And you shall set up the court all around, and hang up the veil for the gateway of the court.Then you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and shall consecrate it and all its furnishings, and it shall be holy. And you shall anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, and consecrate the altar, and the altar shall be most holy. And you shall anoint the laver and its stand and consecrate it.
第十七节
And then verse 17.
第二年正月初一日帐幕就立起来
Now it came about in the first month of the second year on the first day of the month that the tabernacle was erected
第三十四节
Verse 34
当时云彩遮盖会幕耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕
Then the cloud covered the tent of meetingAnd the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
35节摩西不能进会幕因为云彩停在其上 并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Verse 35, And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们再看新约圣经哥林多前书第十二章。
Next, let's look in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们读第四节到第六节。
We'll read verses 4 through 6.
林前十二章四到六节。
1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 6.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位。在众人里面运行一切的事。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. And there are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons.
第十二节
Verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。基督也是这样。
For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
第十四节
Verse 14.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
For the body is not one member, but many.
然后十八到二十。
Verses 18 through 20.
但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He desired. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members.But one body.
第二十七节
Verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it.
我们最后看罗马书十二章。
And lastly, we'll turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
我们从第三节读到第五节。
We'll read verses 3 through 5.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们说到
I've been sharing with brothers and sisters,
神在耶路撒冷城上所拉的这条准绳
that this measuring line that the Lord has pulled across Jerusalem
就是神工作的标准
It is the standard by which He works.
我们知道今天我们的神今天在宇宙中
We know that the Lord in creation today
他最大的一个负担就是建造耶路撒冷建造圣殿
His great desire is to build Jerusalem and the temple.
当然我们知道这是一个有预表的含义在里面。
And we know that there is a representation here.
我们说过这个神在创世以前在他心中最大工作的标准是他的儿子是基督。
And we know that throughout all creation, the greatest work and standard that our Lord has established is Christ Jesus, His Son.
而这个圣城跟 圣殿呢，这个预表的是教会。
And what the temple represents is the church.
这是神在整个时间中，在宇宙里面最热心想要成就的工作。
And this is throughout creation God's most zealous work.
我们知道教会是神的工作。
We know that the church is God's work.
一定要按照神的标准。
And so has to be built according to God's standards.
在旧约时代的里面，
In the Old Testament times,
神为着要让我们知道什么是基督的标准。
For God to reveal to us what the standard of Christ is,
神就用一个会幕先来说明它。
He has used the tabernacle as a representation.
我们知道会幕的每一个方面都具备有基督的意义在里面。
We know that every aspect of the tabernacle contains the meaning of Christ.
所以神在西乃山上把这个样式启示给摩西。
So on Mount Sinai, this pattern was given to Moses.
也说明神把一个标准开始立在神的百姓当中。
It speaks of how a standard has now been given to God's people.
所以在以后的世代里面，
So in ensuing generations,
他们都需要根据这个标准。
They all have to follow this standard.
虽然后来大卫建造了耶路撒冷，建造圣殿。
Even though later on when David began work to construct the temple,
从外表看起来很多不一样。
On the outward, many things were different.
但是原则人就是一样。
But the principles were the same.
那个准神人就是一样。
And that standard never changed.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
This is an important reminder.
直到今天，神没有改变他自己的标准。
Even to this day, God has never changed his standard.
所以今天我们在教会中跟随主、侍奉主，必须按照神的标准。
So in the church today, as we follow him and as we serve him, we have to follow that standard.
我们从会幕的整个建造上面，
in the construction of the tabernacle,
我们能看见一些重要的原则。
We find some important spiritual principles.
那么因为这个会幕的这个结构呢，非常的复杂的。
And because the construction of the tabernacle is quite complex,
但是在神计划这个会幕的时候呢，首先我们看见有一些大的原则被启示出来。
But in designing the tabernacle, we find there are some larger principles.
所以我们称它为在神的计划中的大标准。
And so in God's plans, we can consider these as the greater principles.
就像我们人今天要盖一个房屋一样。
And for example, today, if we were to construct a house,
所以神也是这样，第一个，他先要有材料。
And God is the same way. The first thing we need to do is accumulate some materials.
但是神非常注意这些材料的品质。
But God pays close attention to the quality of those materials.
我们讲过有什么样的材料可以建造神的家呢？
What kind of materials are required to build God's house?
什么样的品质是神所要的呢？
What is the quality God is looking for?
我们就说只有基督的品格能够建造基督的教会。
Only the nature of Christ can be used to build the church of Christ.
我们这些天然人、堕落人的品格，神是不能用的。
Our fallen nature cannot be used to build the church.
但是感谢神，神把我们救赎回来了。
But we thank the Lord, He has redeemed us.
那么因此呢，神在我们身上要做改变的工作。
And thus, He is doing the work of transformation in our lives.
神知道，如果我们不改变，我们是不能给神用的。
He knows that if we are not changed, we cannot be used by God.
旧约历史上的失败跟新约历史上的失败，
All the failures we find in the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament,
都说明人用人的品格想要建造神的家是完全失败。
It shows that if we use our nature to try to build the house of God, we're going to fail.
因为我们的这个品格，我们的性质啊，是在天然的环境中是暂时的。
Because our nature and our character is but temporal.
因为神所建造的家是永远的。
But what God is trying to build is something eternal.
所以它必须要有永远的品质在里面。
And so it has to have this nature of being eternal.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神把新的生命永生赐给我们。
God has given us this new life.
不仅救赎我们。
Not only to save us,
并且他要改变我们,
but to transform us.
要把基督的性质, 永远的性质和永远的品格做在我们身上。
That eternal nature of Christ might be worked within each and every one of us.
这样我们才能够成为神建造所使用的材料。
In this way, we can be that building material that the Lord uses.
所以在教会里面,
so in the church,
要注重这个生命的品格非常的重要。
We have to pay attention to the nature of that life within.
我们讲过,我们的改变有多少,神的建造才有多少。
However much we are changed, is how much God's house is built up.
啊,这个我们已经讲过了。
And we shared on this previously.
所以我们知道在神的大计划中，他首先要的是这个材料品质的标准。
So the first thing God needs in His great plans are building materials.
那么我们从会幕看见第二件重要的事情。
And then we saw another larger principle in the building of the tabernacle.
就是神要有样式的标准。
There is a pattern or likeness to the standard.
你会看见在会幕中整个会幕有个样子。
We see the form of the entire tabernacle.
那么每一样的东西都有个样子。
And then we also see a pattern for each of the furnishings in the tabernacle.
我们讲过祭坛有祭坛的样子。
We talked about how the altar has its likeness.
那么洗濯盆有洗濯盆的样子。
The laver has its likeness.
啊，那个陈设饼的桌子有桌子的样子。
The table of showbread has its form.
那么金金的灯台有金金灯台的样子。
And the golden lampstand has its form.
那个香坛香炉都有它的样子。
And then the altar of incense and the oil has its form.
连约柜也有它的样子。
And even the ark has its own pattern.
所以我们知道神在他的计划当中的时候呢，关于这些样式样子都已经做了最标准的一个计划。
And so God, in designing all of these furnishings, has a standard.
我们说过，在旧约时代中，他给我们看见的是一个好像固定的样子。
And in the Old Testament, these are very precise measurements.
但是呢，这个神是用来说明基督的意义。
But in these we find the meaning of Christ.
所以今天我们如果能根据这些原则在神面前来建立，来侍奉，我们就能有神所要的那个样式。
So if we build and if we serve according to these principles, then we can please the Lord.
这也是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
我们可以想象在神在创世之前让他预备这个整个他的一个大伟大的建筑的时候。
As the Lord is preparing this large building work.
这些都在他的计划当中。
These are all in his plans.
并且是大的计划。
And these are great plans.
当然这个每个计划的里面这个细节的东西啊是非常非常的复杂的。
And of course there are small details within the plans that are very complicated.
我们讲过在这里我们不可能用这个时间细细的来解释。
And we can't use the time allotted to explain all the details of the tabernacle.
留给弟兄姊妹，你回家，你好好的仔细的去读。
I'll let you investigate these things on your own.
那么我们看见在神这个大计划中主要的标准不仅有材料品质，不仅有样子。
And we find that in the construction of the tabernacle, not only is there this pattern and this standard.
你从会幕里面你也可以看见另外一个标准，就叫做规格的标准。
And then within this standard, you also find that there is a specification or a norm to this standard.
神对他所要建造的这个建筑里面呢，每一样东西他都有详细的计划。
In the building of this structure and in its furnishings, There is a measurement or specification for each of these items.
那我们要说什么是这个规格呢？
What is the requirement?
这个规格呢，这里有几样重要的东西我们需要明白。
There are a few important points we have to discuss.
第一个，它有它的尺寸。
The first is concerning the measurement of all of the items.
如果你读出埃及记里面看见这样各样的事物在那里制造的时候，那个尺寸都是很清楚的。
When you read the book of Exodus, for each of the furnishings in the tabernacle, there is very precise measurements.
不仅有这个尺寸，
not only is there a measurement,
它每一样东西都有配合的。
You find that for all the furnishings, there is a certain coordination or arrangement.
那么不仅这样，我们看见每一样的事物都有它固定的位置。
And then beyond this, we see that each of the furnishings also has its specific position within the tabernacle.
什么东西放在什么地方，神都给它定规好的。
God has foreordained where each furniture goes in the tabernacle.
那么在历代志上在出埃及记第38章和历代志上呢，他们还提到一个东西叫做分量。
And then in Exodus and Leviticus, we also find that each of these furnishings has its own weight.
啊，这个分量也是非常重要的。
And the weights were very precise and important.
那么我现在啊，先给弟兄姊妹们呢讲一下这一些东西的属灵的意义是什么。
And I want to explain to you the spiritual meaning behind some of these points.
什么叫做尺寸呢？
What does it mean, measurement?
用在我们今天的侍奉里面。
In our service today,
就是讲到我们信心的度量。
It speaks of that measurement of faith.
就我们信心的度量的一个运用。
The use of that measurement of faith.
那么什么叫做配合呢？
And what about this coordination?
就是在会幕中的每一样东西都不能单独存在。
It speaks of how each furniture can't be found in isolation.
它都是有配合的。
It has to have a coordination with all the other furniture.
那么什么是这个位置的意思呢？
And what about the position?
就是说这些器具啊它的功用啊，有一定的范围。
It means there's a restriction to its usage.
那么什么叫做分量呢？
And what about the weight of the item?
那么各样事物都有不同的一个重量。
All of the furnishings weigh a certain, have a certain weight.
它也说明了这些事物在会幕里面有一定不同的影响。
And it speaks of the impact of each of these furnishings.
我想我先开头的时候先简单的把这个属灵的意义告诉弟兄姊妹。
And so I'd like to explain the spiritual meanings behind these.
然后我想我们呢那个就回到会幕的里面稍微做详细一点的解释。
Then we'd like to take a tour through the tabernacle and describe these things in greater detail.
你如果仔细地读这些会幕的规格。
If you look at the,
的规格。
The form of, the specification of the tabernacle.
你会感觉这里面好像已经隐藏着基督身体的意义在里面。
We see within it the hidden meaning of Christ's body.
因为我们知道神至终所要的是一个身体的侍奉。
Because we know what God desires is the worship and service of the body.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
身体是有功用的。
And the body has a function.
所以神在造会幕的时候呢，有一些的原则呢，已经都在里面。
So in the construction of the tabernacle, there are spiritual principles.
所以这是非常有意义的一件事情。
And this is a very interesting thing.
那么我们现在讲啊，首先我们看见每一样的东西 都有它一定的一个尺寸在里面。
We find that with each of the furniture in the tabernacle, it has its own specific measurement.
所以神对摩西说，你要谨慎做这些东西。
And so God warns Moses to be cautious in doing all these things.
每一样的事物都必须按照这个尺寸来制造。
Everything has to be measured correctly.
那么这个尺寸呢？弟兄姊妹，首先是表明说有一定的一个限制。
This measurement also speaks of how there is a restriction or limitation to the size.
告诉你一轴半，你就是一轴半。
If you're 1.5 cubits, that's how long you are.
告诉你两轴，你就是两轴。
If you're 2 cubits, then you're 2.
告诉你三轴，你就是三轴。
If you're 3, then you're 3.
所以你去读的时候，你就发现神对每一个物件上面都标明了它的尺寸。
And for each of these items, God has specified a certain length and width.
所以这说明今天我们在侍奉上运用我们的信心的时候呢，是有它一定的一个限度。
And so today, in our service, as we are exercising our faith, there is a certain restriction and measurement.
所以对于今天在教会的里面，
And so, in regards to the church,
在侍奉上懂得怎样拿分寸的人，那是一个成熟的表现。
In our service, a sign of maturity is one who knows how to use that measure of faith given a person.
我们知道基督是标准。
We know that Christ is the standard.
但是这个尺寸的运用呢，那在于我们的信心和圣灵的引导。
But this use of this measurement has to do with our measure of faith and the Spirit's leading.
所以我们在侍奉跟随侍奉主的时候，
So as we're serving the Lord,
主量给我们每个人都有不同的功用的。
The Lord has given each of us a different function.
那么主也给我们信心，你信心的度量到多少，你的运用就到多少。
And like Romans 12, it says the Lord has given us faith, but a measure of faith.
有时候我们拿不准，对不对？
And sometimes we're inaccurate.
所以神差遣圣灵在我们里面来带领我们。
And when we're inaccurate in our use of our faith, God has sent the Holy Spirit to lead us.
我想如果我这样说，很多弟兄姊妹可能听得不太清楚。
But perhaps it's a little confusing the way I'm explaining this.
我不知道我这样讲有没有把你讲糊涂了。
I hope I'm not confusing you guys.
那么我们再用实际的聚会生活里面的一些事物来解释一下。
So I want to give you some practical examples.
其实过去呢，我曾经在弟兄姊妹中也讲过。
And in the past, I have shared in regards to this measure of faith.
我们记得标准是基督。
We know that the standard is Christ.
这个尺度的运用在圣灵。
And this measurement of faith comes by the Holy Spirit.
我们曾经讲过，今天在教会里祷告。祷告多长是对，多短是对的。
We shared last night. What is the correct length a prayer ought to be?
所以我们很难给一个标准，对不对？
It's hard to give a measurement.
有人觉得说祷告两分钟就可以了。
Some feel, well, a two-minute prayer is sufficient.
有人说不，祷告要这个七分钟。
And others might say, well, no, you ought to pray for 7 minutes.
有的弟兄姊妹们呢，他这个受感动啊，他可以祷告一整天的。
And some, if they're moved by the Spirit, can pray for a full day.
我听说哈，有一个墨西哥的一个弟兄啊。
I've heard of this brother from Mexico.
他创了一个记录。
He set a record.
他用这个悟性祷告，就是说不断的讲话，祷告了13个钟头。
Prayed out loud for 13 hours straight.
哇，这不简单啊。这13个钟头不停地讲话。
It's quite a feat. He had to speak for 13 hours non-stop.
有人说这是一个记录。
Someone said this is some kind of record.
当然我们祷告不是为了创造记录的，对吧？
But when we pray, we're not trying to set any kind of record.
那么有时候我们可以安静在主跟前，安静一两个钟头都可以的。
Sometimes when we have our quiet time before the Lord, it might last an hour or two.
但是在公开的祷告场合里面，
But as we're praying in the midst of the assembly, you have to restrict yourself
often. In
a 1 hour long prayer meeting, it's not just you praying for the full hour. There are other brothers and sisters. You can't take up the full hour for yourself. Then others won't be able to put up with you. And I've actually encountered such a situation. I was preaching at this place. And there was this elderly brother amongst us. So I preached for about an hour. And afterwards, there was a time of prayer.
那个老弟兄啊,
and this elderly brother, he prayed for another hour.
他就把我的信息啊,
and he re-prayed my entire sermon.
但是呢,很有膏油啊,
but it was full of anointing.
哎呀,非常受感动,
and it was very touching.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这个尺寸是一个限制。
So this measurement is a restriction.
今天你要跟随里面的膏油,
we have to follow the anointing.
那么你跟随里面的信心,
we have to follow that measure of faith.
你才懂得怎样来运用这个尺寸。
Then we will know, we will be disciplined by the measurement.
所以会幕中间的每一样事物,
so every furnishing in the tabernacle had its own specific measurement.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你在教会中你会发现,
in the church you will find,
有的弟兄姊妹们呢, 他如果在这个尺寸上拿捏得好,
some brothers and sisters, if they understand this concept of measurement,
哇,这样你会觉得聚会非常的舒服啊。
Then you have a good feeling when you enter into the meeting place.
哎呀,你看我过去,当然我讲点负面的东西啊,
and I'll give you a negative example.
有些弟兄们告诉我,他坐在底下听到,一看那个弟兄上去,他说完了,完了。
Some brothers and sisters might say, oh, it's a certain speaker preaching this Sunday, it's, we're doomed.
他就说我要准备受苦了。
Time for me to suffer if this guy is preaching.
这个不会没有节制，不能控制。
Because this guy doesn't know how to control his time.
所以你知道这件事情考验我们的服饰啊。
So these measurements test our ability to serve.
到底我们的服饰老不老练。
Is there maturation in our service?
我们今天讲道的人，你不能抓到麦克风，你就不放了，那就不得了了。
For those of us who speak, we can't hold on to the mic all day long.
高油在里面，你就讲；高油停了，你就停了。
If the anointing is there, you speak, and once that anointing ends, you stop.
所以这个尺寸的拿捏是一个很重要、很重要的一件事情。
So this measurement is an important spiritual principle.
好，我想我只能简单的说明一下。
And so I can only describe this very simply.
那么我们看见第二件事情，它是有需要配合的。
We see secondly, all the furnishings had their certain coordination and arrangement.
我们讲到每样事物都不能单独存在。
And each individual furnishing can't stand alone.
在会幕中的建造上, 它总有相对应的一种的配合。
There was this specific arrangement for all the furniture.
配合才完整。
And this coordination leads to perfection.
所以神不喜欢我们在侍奉中啊, 我们变成了一个什么,那个,英文讲的个 Lone Ranger 啊。
So as Christians, we can't be lone rangers.
中国大陆的话就是单干户啊，这个神不喜欢这个，你自己一个独立一个人做。
God isn't looking for individuals to do everything.
所以你知道今天在教会里面，很多人都喜欢这样发展个人的事业，发展个人的这个名声。
And so in the church today, you'll find some that are trying to elevate themselves, their own work or their name.
你看今天在 地上很多教会有的很大的聚会，它都上面写的某某人的 ministry。
And you'll see in Christianity today a large assembly where it is a certain person's ministry.
那个不是神所要的。
That is not what God is looking for.
我们是基督身体上的肢体, 我们需要配合。
We are members of the body of Christ and we need to be in a certain coordination.
所以保罗在哥林多前书12章讲得非常的清楚。
And so in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul explains it very clearly. We need to be in this coordination. And Romans 12 also 12. There is a lot of learning and discipline we have as we interact with one another.
所以你看见在会幕中间，我举一个例子，比方它有个竖板，有48块竖板。
And for example, in the tabernacle, there are these boards that form the outer portion of the tabernacle. There are 48 boards.
非常的重要。
These boards are important.
因为整个会幕就是他们撑起来的。
And these support the entire tabernacle.
那么圣经告诉我们说，这个竖板有10轴高。
And these boards that form the wall are 10 cubits high.
那么呢，每一块板呢都是1轴半。
And each board was 1.5 cubits wide.
什么叫做1轴半呢？
What does it mean that it was 1.5
cubits? 1轴半就不是一个整数，对不对？
1.5 does not speak of a complete number.
这神就告诉我们了。
And this here God is telling us.
一个人是不完全的。
You as a single board, you are not complete.
所以两块板放在一起就是3轴，就是一个整数。
And two pieces next to each other form 3 cubits, and that is a complete number.
所以我们一定需要跟我们的弟兄姊妹们连在一起的。
So we have to be joined with our brothers and sisters.
至少要两个人，对不对？
Have to have at least two.
那么，所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，主告诉我们，我们不完全。
The Lord tells us, we individually are not complete.
所以保罗也讲，在教会里面，你不能说，哎呀，这个人不需要，这不对的。
So Paul tells us, you can't say, I have no need of this member.
或者有人说呢，我算什么呢？我不重要，我不需要，那也不可以。
And you can't also say, I'm not important. Who am I?
所以这是教会生活非常宝贵的一件事情。
This is an important and precious principle when it comes to church life.
我们不能缺少我们的弟兄。
We cannot lack our brother.
正像我们不能缺少主一样。
Just like we cannot lack our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，很多人说呢，我们不能缺少主，我有主就够了。
Some might say, you know, we can't lack the Lord, but having the Lord is enough.
但是主告诉你，你光有我不够，你还要你的弟兄。
But the Lord tells us, you can't just have me, you have to love your brother.
所以今天有很多时候，我们好像我们单独爱主，有的人单独爱主，他没有教会生活。
But you see that there are some who love the Lord on their own and have no church life, no body life.
这个是不对的。
This is incorrect.
我们需要我们的弟兄和姊妹。
We have to have our brothers and sisters.
只有配合才完整。
Only when we are joined together is there perfection and fullness.
所以在这个配合的里面呢,
and so in this coordination,
它最重要的注重是和谐, harmony.
Harmony is an important concept.
非常的重要。
Important concept.
这个成为我们非常难学的功课,
and it's also a very difficult lesson.
哎呀, 我们觉得人际之间的关系最难的就是一个和谐。
This human relationship, in human relationships, harmony is a very difficult thing.
其实有很多时候我们连夫妻都学这个功课,
and even husbands and wives, we learn this lesson.
哇, 要真正的和谐还不容易啊。
For true harmony to exist is not easy.
多的人跟大家都和谐，这多不容易啊！
And to be in harmony with everyone in the body of Christ, that is difficult.
常常出事情。
And so you see incidences occurring in the church.
两个东西对不在一起了。
Two things are not compatible with each other.
就产生分裂了。
And then there's division.
所以这里面有很多的功课需要学。
There are a lot of lessons to be learned.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
所以我们为着要追求能有一个好的配合。
How do we have this harmony?
一个紧密的配合。
How do we have this tight coordination?
你看看我们的性格需不需要改变？
Is it not that our nature needs to be changed?
我不知道在我们中间有没有人你很欣赏你自己啊。
Among you, I don't know if there are those that really admire themselves.
觉得，哎，像我这个性格啊，跟天下任何人都可以在一起。
You think with my personality, I can coexist with anyone.
弟兄点头, 有这种人啊, 我还没见到啊。
I haven't met anyone like this.
弟兄姊妹们, 在教会的侍奉上, 所以我们强调说, 只有用基督的, 性格, 才能建造基督的教会。
Again, I say, only with the nature of Christ can we build Christ's church.
我们知道我们人堕落之后啊,
we know that after the fall of man,
每一个人都是独立的性格。
Every one of us are individualistic.
其实呢, 说起来是谁也跟谁也合不了。
Really, we can't be in harmony with anyone.
这是仇敌啊, 厉害的工作。
And this is the work of the enemy.
非常厉害的工作。
And a very severe work that
he's doing. 所以弟兄姊妹们, 神已让我们看见在会幕里面这些东西都是需要配合的。
So the Lord has allowed us to see that all the furnishings in the tabernacle
有一个,
are in coordination with one another.
有一个建议啊, 是在侍奉上很重要的。
One recommendation in service.
因为我们大多数讲在教会中啊, 最强调的是爱, 对不对? 爱。
We often emphasize love is the most important thing in service.
所以我常常提到这个, 我心里面都很难过啊。
And sometimes when this is brought up, it saddens me.
教会是一个最讲爱的地方。
We often preach about love in the church.
最多讲爱, 对不对?
We speak of love all the time.
而在爱上面的问题最大。
And yet, in this matter of love, it brings about a lot of problems.
哇, 很多地方越讲爱, 那个难处越大, 你看。
Some places, the more they preach about love, the more the difficulties.
不, 爱是重要的。
Of course, love is important.
但是还有一个是教会建造的一个重要的性格。
But another nature is important in the building up of the church.
就是公正, 就是平衡,
and that is
justice and balance.
Justice and balance.
就是righteousness and balance.
Righteousness and balance.
圣经里面讲, 只有公义啊, 才能使邦国建立, 使整个国家建立。
The Bible tells us only righteousness allows a nation to have strength.
这在教会的侍奉中也是一样。
In church service, same principle.
我们需要公平, 需要平衡。
There has to be righteousness and balance.
我想, 还是恐怕需要举个例子说明一下, 大家比较容易明白。
And I'll give you an example.
比方说你今天啊, 你在教会中你跟谁的感情特别好。
For example, in the church today, in your local assembly, if you really get along with someone,
当他出事情的时候,
and when something happens to this brother, if this brother has a need,
哇,我们就拉着全教会都为着他一个人,
then we take the whole church and we want to help them out.
这个不是坏的,
it's not a bad thing.
但是呢, 这个不公平的,
but there's no balance.
所以我常常劝勉我们中间的那些, 负责弟兄们,
so I encourage our responsible brothers.
我说如果你把这件事情做在一个弟兄身上，做在一个姊妹身上，要做在全教会的身上。
If you do this for a specific brother or sister, you have to do that for the entire church.
圣经告诉我们，我们的神并不偏待任何人，对不对？
The Bible tells us that our God is not impartial.
他对待每个人都是一样的。
He treats everyone fair the same.
他赐生命给保罗跟他赐生命给你是完全一样的。
The life he has given the apostle Paul is the same life he has given you and I.
他怎样爱父，父怎样爱他的儿子，也照样爱我们。
The way the father loves his son is the same way the father loves you and I.
哇，这是了不得的一件大事情啊！
What a remarkable thing!
所以今天在教会的侍奉里面，
so in church service today,
我们为着要达到一种的和谐。
How do we achieve this kind of harmony?
那么我们能够配合得好。
Can we be coordinated and joined with one another?
公正和平衡的原则是非常重要。
The principle of justice and balance is important.
你看这个房屋啊, 所以我们坐在里面很平安啊。
We're peacefully sitting in this structure.
因为什么呢? 因为它这个建造它是平衡的。
Because there is balance to this building.
如果今天我们坐在这个大厅里面, 这个屋顶是这么歪的,
if we're sitting here and the roof is crooked,
这个墙啊是斜的。
And the walls are slanted.
你还能安心坐这里听道吗？
Then are you going to be able to sit here peacefully?
啊，所以我们在这里觉得很平安，因为它很平衡。
We can sit here with full assurance because there is balance to this structure.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is an important principle.
那么保罗在哥罗西书第二章的里面，
Paul in Colossians chapter 2,
他讲到在教会中有一些的人是有特别一点点的功用。
He speaks of individuals who have specific gifts and functions.
请我们注意啊，不是那个人特别，是那个功用特别。
Please pay attention that it's not a particular person who's special, but it's the gift that's special.
这些人呢，是做结做筋的。
And these serve as joints and ligaments.
啊，那么所以呢，圣经讲的借着这些供应的结联络的筋，那么使整个身体能够变得长大。
And it's through these individuals who serve as joints and ligaments that allow the body to grow.
但是无论怎样，
But no matter what,
这是一个配合的一个作用。
There has to be this work of coordination.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见在神所要的这个规格里面，
In the requirements of God,
配合也是一个重要的一件事情。
This coordination is an important spiritual concept.
然后我们看见呢，每一样东西都有一定的一个位置。
We also see in Exodus that every piece of furniture had its precise position in the tabernacle.
我们讲过，为什么这个东西要放在特别的位置上呢？
Why is a particular piece of furniture in a specific place?
因为它有不同的功用。
Because they have specific functions.
所以这个功用的范围是不一样的。
So the capacity of each of these furnishings is different.
所以正像保罗讲，我们基督身体上的肢体啊，个人的功用是不一样的。
And this speaks of how each member of the body of Christ might serve a different function.
啊，我这些年的确发现啊，感谢主，弟兄姊妹这么多，每一个人都有不同的功用。
And I've discovered over the years, and I praise the Lord, that every brother and sister has their own function.
我常常发现，比方说，我有个缺陷啊，我去看病人呢，我最不会安慰病人。
And for example, I know my own limitation, and that's I'm not very good at comforting those who are ill or hospitalized.
所以有很多时候我很怕去医院。
And oftentimes I dread going to the hospital.
但是呢，你在教会中侍奉主啊，弟兄姊妹生病你也不能不去，对不对啊？
But as a servant of the Lord in our assembly, I cannot not visit people in the hospital.
所以许多时候我都需要好好祷告。
So I have to pray before I go on hospital visit that the Lord would give me a word of comfort.
哎呀，但是我看见有的弟兄姊妹呢，非常的适合到医院里去看病。
But I've noticed there are certain brothers and sisters who are very good at speaking to the ill people.
有一个弟兄生病了，我到医院去看他。
There was a brother who was ill, and I visited him at the hospital.
当然不是我一个人，我们有好几个弟兄姊妹。
But it wasn't me alone. There were several brothers and sisters who went with me.
我看见他病得很痛苦，我只能说，弟兄你好吗？
And you know, I saw him writhing in pain. I asked him, brother, are you okay?
弟兄低着头，他也不回答我。
And he knelt his head and he didn't respond.
哎，忽然有个姊妹就上来了。
But then a sister stepped forth.
哇，这个姊妹就开始讲起来了。
And then the sister started to speak to him.
哎呀，讲啊讲啊讲啊，这个非常的非常有负担。
And she had a burden for this brother and spoke.
所以我就站在旁边看着。
And so I stood by and observed.
这个心里面真是很佩很羡慕他。
And I really admired her ability to connect with this patient.
他讲到最后啊，那个弟兄啊，痛哭流泪。
And at the end of that, he was in tears.
所以可见弟兄姊妹们，这个器具，它在不同的位置上有不同的功用的。
So these furnishings in the tabernacle, its position speaks of its different usage.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
今天我们必须要知道每个弟兄姊妹他都有他不同的功用在。
We have to realize that every brother and sister has their own specific function.
我再举个例子啊。
Another example.
比方说像我这个自觉感很重的人呢，传福音有时候也有点困难。
So I mentioned last night, I used to be self-conscious, and this is difficult when you're preaching the gospel.
我碰到陌生人呢，哎呀，我就觉得很为难。<laughs>
And I don't speak well to strangers.
但有的弟兄姊妹呢，你看他传福音很自然，碰见什么人都可以跟他讲啊。But
then I know some brothers and sisters who very naturally can preach the gospel to total strangers.
哇，有一次我看一个我们一个弟兄啊，There
was a brother in our fellowship.
他居然跟一个和尚两个人谈起来了，一个 monk.
Oh, he started preaching the gospel to a monk.
如果我看见这个 monk, 我想这个没希望，算了，我就走了，对不对啊？If
I see a monk, I'm like, well, he's hopeless. I'll walk away.
哇，他就过去跟他两个人在那里谈起了传起福音来。Well,
he went right up to that monk and started to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做什么？在不同的位置上有不同的功用。In
different, we're placed in different positions because we have different usages and function.
所以当我们来到会幕那里的时候，So
when we see the tabernacle,
我们首先看见在外院的里面呢。 有祭坛,
On the outward, we see the brazen altar and then the wash basin or laver.
哦，这说明了这个祭坛和洗桌盆的功用是在外院里面的。We
see that we learn that the brazen altar and the laver function in the outer court of the tabernacle.
你不能跑到会幕那，你说，哎呦，这个祭坛重要，把它搬到这个圣所里面，可以吗？不能的。
You can't go up and say, well, this brazen altar is important, so let's drag it into the Holy of Holies. You can't do that.
啊，那个洗桌盆，那给它搬到别的地方去，不可以的。And
you can't say, I'm going to move this laver somewhere else.
所以这说明了它一定功用的范围。This
speaks of the boundary in which this particular furnishing functions.
的确，这个祭坛说明十字架。
And we talked about how the brazen altar speaks of the cross. It's for the redemption work. And it speaks of the Lord's dominion.
是我们在主面前，首先一蒙恩得救，就应该完全奉献。
It speaks of how when we are saved, we ought to consecrate ourselves.
这洗桌盆说明，我们还没有进到神的跟前，我们就应该干干净净。
It speaks of The laver speaks of how before we enter into the holy place, we have to be cleansed.
然后你到了圣所,
and then when you enter into the
哦, 你看见那有陈设饼的桌子，有金金灯台，有香坛。
We see the in the holy place, we find the golden lampstand and the table of showbread and the altar of incense.
我们就知道在教会的生活里面,
and this tells us that in church life,
需要有生命的供应。
We have to have the supply of life.
神的儿女们需要得着喂养，得着饱足。
We have to be nourished and we have to be full.
哎呀，提到这个饱足啊，我这些年也是心里面很感叹。饱，这个full。
Oh, when we speak of fullness, I
吃饱了就。When
we speak of how we become full, I sigh.
我你们原谅我这样，我到了好多。 聚会的地方啊，我碰见弟兄姊妹啊。Forgive
me for saying this when I'm with brothers and sisters in many localities.
他们一见到我，就是孙弟兄啊，我们都快饿死了。我说怎么会饿死了
？Brothers and sisters will come up to me and say, "Brother, son, we've been starving." And I ask,
没有供应，你知道没有供应。
How are you starving?
神是供应的神。
God is a God of supply.
这个陈设饼的桌子是讲到他。 在会幕里面的一个供应
So the table of showbread speaks of how there is this supply.
当然灯台讲到亮光
And of course the golden lampstand speaks of light.
我们要让基督的光充满在教会的里面
The light of Christ must shine through his church.
这个香坛我们讲过这是祷告 这里应该充满了祷告的气氛
And the altar of incense speaks of prayer and the church ought to be full of prayer.
其实这三样东西呢
These three items
都是教会里面最基本的供应。
These are some of the most basic functions in the church.
是不可以少的。
We cannot lack any of these.
所以你看见当初神要设计这个会幕的时候,
So as our God is constructing the tabernacle,
在他所定的这个规格的里面,
within this These are requirements.
这些东西都有它一定的功用在那里的。
These items have their own specific function.
啊，并且呢，这个桌子该放在哪里，灯台该放在哪里，香台跟该放在哪里，神都已经给他们定规。
Where the table of showbread sits, where the golden lampstand sits, and where the altar of incense sits, God has ordained their position within the holy place.
我很多时候到弟兄姊妹家里啊。
Often I stay with brothers and sisters in their homes.
我想我们每个家庭都有一些东西，一些家具呢，我们按照我们自己所喜欢的摆设，对不对？
You know, we all have specific places we want to put certain furniture and appliances.
我们到人家家做客，我们可不可以一进去就说，哎呀，这个摆设不大好，我来重新给它摆设，可以吗？
When you go to someone else's house, can you say, oh, this arrangement is not good, let me rearrange your furniture for you?
你们有谁做过这个事情吗？
Anyone ever tried that?
你既然跑到人家家里都不敢做。
When you go to someone else's house, you don't dare do that.
那我们怎么敢到了神的家里随便给他摆弄呢？
Then how can we place things so haphazardly in the house of God?
神所以这样定规都有他的意义在里面。
God has ordained the position of each of these things, and they have their meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神当初在设计整个会幕的时候，
as God designs the tabernacle,
你就看见在这个设计里面它有规格的标准在里面。
We see in this design there is a specification for the standard.
为什么有外院，有圣所，有至圣所呢？
Why is there an outer court? Why is there a holy place and a holy of holies?
我们知道这是神所定的一个规格呢。
This is something that the Lord has ordained.
因为它有它的用处在里面。
There is a specific function for each of these.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers
and sisters, 到了至圣所里面，
When we enter the holy place,
啊，我们就看见里面只有约柜。
Oh, when we enter into the holy of holies, we only find the ark.
在旧约的时代啊，
in the Old Testament times,
这个约柜呢，有一个很厚重的帘子跟圣所分开来的。
There was a heavy veil that separated the holy place from the holy of holies.
所以你可以想象，那个至圣所里面整个是黑的。
You can imagine that the holy of holies was probably pitch black.
完全看不见的。
You cannot see a thing.
所以我们不晓得那个大祭司钻进去之后啊，在里面的什么也看不见。
So you can imagine the high priest entering into the holy of holies can't see a thing.
他们只知道前面有个约柜。
They only know that there's an ark in front of them.
恐怕在里面一动也不敢动啊。
They probably don't even dare move.
因为你一动弄不好，你就会被击杀的。
And if you make the wrong move, you're going to get killed.
啊，你可以想象那个大祭司进去的时候，真是很非常的胆战心惊，很紧张。
You can imagine the high priest entering the holy of holies, full of fear and trembling.
当然有人说呢，在这个两个基路伯中间呢，有个地方叫 Shekinah， 是不是？那个地方是神会发光的。
And we've heard it explained that between the cherubim, there is this space called the Shekinah glory.
啊，那个地方，那就是神的同在来的时候才有光的。如果神的同在不在的话，这个整个里面都是黑的。
If God's presence is there, then there is light. But if the Lord's presence is not there, then it's got to be pitch black.
那么大祭司可不可以说，哎呀，里面没光，把这个金金灯台搬进去吧，那里面就有亮了，可以吗？
Can the high priest say, well, it's so dark in there, why don't I bring the golden lampstand in with me so I can see? Can he do that?
不可以的。
He cannot.
因为神定规是这样的。
Because God has established it a certain way.
当然我们知道进到约柜跟前这是最神圣的一件事情。
And we know that it is a very holy and reverent matter to come before the ark.
那么这个属灵的意思呢，就是说呢，这个约柜呢，是我们进入与神交通的权利和它全部的内容。
And we know that coming before the ark,
就说呢，我们与神交通。
Well, it speaks of the fellowship man has with God.
神把这个权利给我们。
And it's God giving us the authority to come into God's presence.
然后呢，这个会幕呢，又说明了整个交通的内容。
And it speaks of fellowship.
并且这里是直接跟神见面。
It's a direct communion with God.
所以神当初设计所这个规格，神老早已经放在那里。
So these requirements were there when God gave the pattern of the tabernacle.
我们知道这个约柜包含的救恩，全备的救恩。
We know that this ark speaks of full salvation.
也讲到那个属天生命的供应和它的权柄。
It speaks of a heavenly supply and life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
那我们晓得这是多么重要的一件事情
how important this is.
所以你会看见
so you'll see,
在会幕里面
that in the tabernacle,
每一样的器具 都有它一定的位置
every furnishing has its own precise position.
所以当你摸着约柜的时候你等于呢进入了至圣所与神的之间的交通。
So as you encounter the ark, you know you are in the holy of holies, and you have direct communion with God.
那么你到了圣所里面的时候，你得着陈设饼的供应，得着亮光，你也有祷告的生活。
When we are in the holy place, we know that we have encountered the light and supply of God, and that prayer life.
你在外院的时候有洗濯盆可以洁净。
And we know that in the outer court.You can cleanse yourself at the laver.
那么有祭坛，你可以献祭。
And you can consecrate yourself at the brazen altar.
这一切都在神的定规的里面。
These are all established by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，不仅
so brothers and sisters,
啊，我们看见这些做的东西，后来大卫告诉我们，摩西也告诉我们，每一样事物都有它一定的分量。
And finally, we're told that each of these furnishings, have its own weight.
啊，你不能弄得太重，也不能太轻。
You can't make them, too heavy or too light.
那么这个分量在属灵的含义上是指的什么说的呢
？So what is the spiritual significance behind this weight?
就指着它那一定属灵的影响力说的。
It speaks of a certain spiritual.Influence or substance.
啊，我想我还是需要举实际的例子，
让我们才能懂。I'll give you some practical examples so you can better understand.
啊，我们知道在今天在教会里面
，We know that in the church today.
因为我们在属灵事情上的追求
，Because we are all serving together.
每个弟兄姊妹属灵的分量都不一样。
We know that all of our spiritual, measure is different.
啊，这个 weight 不一样，这个重量不一样。
We have a different weight or influence.
所以一个人呢，他的重量越能达到神的标准的时候，那个讲话就越有权柄。
So the closer we are to God's designated weight, the greater our influence.
我有次听见一个青年的弟兄跟我讲啊。
One time a young brother came and talked to me.
有时候我坐在底下听一个年长的弟兄讲道。
Sometimes when I'm sitting there listening to an elderly brother preach,
他说很奇妙。
He says it's miraculous.
他所讲的道我完全会讲。
He says what he's preaching, I could do that.
但是呢，他一讲大家就听，我一讲没有人要听。
And yet when he preaches, everyone wants to listen to him. When I preach, no one cares.
你知道原因在哪里吗
？What is the reason？
因为你不够分量
，because you don't have that certain weight。
他有那个分量
，that an older brother may have a certain weight。
一个人在主里面，当他属灵生命老练的时候
，and so if there's maturation in a believer，
那个分量足够的时候
，and when they've achieved a certain spiritual weight，
他讲最简单的道
，even the most simple of sermons，
弟兄姊妹。都会受感动
brothers and sisters will be moved
弟兄姊妹都会信服
and they will show that respect
我也常常碰见这样的情况
and I've encountered these situations
哇你说听年长弟兄讲道我说哎呀今天这个道很简单但是非常有供应啊
and sometimes I'll encounter an older brother who preaches a very simple message but it had great impact and influence
你看换一个人讲那个影响就不一样
But if you have someone else give the same sermon,
所以这个
中间
差别在哪里？差别在那个分量上面。
The difference is in the spiritual weight.
Oh, 我感谢主，在过去的年日，我们 年长弟兄姊妹中有很多人都是很有分量的人。
I thank the Lord that in the past He has allowed us to have many servants of the Lord who had much spiritual weight.
我在中国碰见一些年轻的同工。
And I've met some young co-workers in China.
他们告诉我，有的时候教会遇见困难了，他们商量来商量去，祷告来祷告去，也搞不清楚。
They tell me that when there are difficulties and challenges, as they discuss amongst themselves, there is no clear answer.
他们去找个年长的弟兄。
And then they come to an older brother.
那个弟兄告诉我的。
And that brother tells me.
他说这个年长弟兄啊，只讲一句话，事情就解决了。
They go to the older brother and he speaks one word and the whole situation is resolved.
所以他们都说，哎呦，感谢主，我们中间还有这个年长的弟兄在。
And so they told me, we're very thankful that the Lord has kept this elder brother in our midst.
但是我提醒他。
But I reminded him.
我说你不能老依靠他。
You can't just rely on him.
有一天他会走的。
Someday he will go to the Lord.
他如果走离开了，你怎么办？
Then what are you going to do?
说你也需要追求。
So you need to pursue as well.
你也需要追求变成一个有分量的人。
You need to become someone who has that spiritual weight.
这个分量不是在乎知识。
This weight doesn't have to do with...
乃是在乎生命的成熟。
Doesn't have to do with gifts, but with a spiritual maturation.
是 life 要成熟 ,mature.
You have to have a mature life.
如果你年轻时候你靠恩赐，可以的。
When you're young, maybe you'll rely on your gifts.
你靠你的聪明头脑，还可以的。
Or your own wisdom and abilities.
但是你如果慢慢年长的时候，你就必须要有分量。
But as you mature and age, you'll realize that you need to have the spiritual weight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是何等重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以今天
So today,
我们不仅在基督的身体上是一个肢体
，Not only are we members in the body of Christ，
我们这个肢体需要长大
，This member，
需要
this body has to grow， has to grow into that stature。
你看小孩子他也有手，对不对
？We see that little children they have hands。
啊，他那个当 baby 的时候呢，他什么也抓不住。
But yet, when they're babies, they can't grasp anything.
有时候你给他个奶瓶，他也抓不住，喝两口就掉了。
They can't even hold on to a bottle. They hold it and it falls.
他有手啊，你说你有手，为什么你能抓不住呢
？So you can say to the child, "You have hands, yet you can't hold."
因为这个手还不成熟，不够分量。
But this hand doesn't have maturity and it doesn't have weight.
你看大人起来，这个手的用处就多了，对不对
？But as an adult. Your hands have a lot of usages because you're mature.
啊，他就有分量可以做这些事情。
There is weight and impact, and you can do work.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在基督的身体上，功用可以不一样。
In the body of Christ, our function may be different.
但是每一个肢体都需要达到一定的分量。
But each member of the body has to reach a certain spiritual weight.
这样整个的教会，你看见就。在一个成熟的状态中
Then you see the mature church.
这是今天在地上教会所遇见的真的很大的问题
And we see this, this as a problem in the church today.
所以有时候看见一些年长的弟兄们一个一个走了
And we see some of our elderly brothers going to the Lord.
的确有时候也叫我们心里面很忧心
It causes us to be saddened.
这些有分量的人走了
These with much spiritual weight and substance
剩下些没分量的人
have left us who have little substance
这个教会不乱才怪
And so you find chaos in the church
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and
sisters 我们看见神当初在设计他的家的时候
So as the Lord is designing his house
他已经定下一个重要的一个标准
He has set this standard.
一个规格的标准
This precise standard.
所以我相信弟兄姊妹们，我这样讲，你回头思想一下这个会幕，你会很清楚的。
So as I explain these things, the next time you read through the tabernacle, they'll become clear.
神不仅在那个材料的品质上面，神要求标准。
Not only does God have a requirement. and a standard for the quality of the materials.
神在那个样式上面要求标准。
He has a requirement in the likeness and form of those furnishings.
他也在规格上要求标准。
And he has very specific requirements and specifications to each of the furnishings.
然后神根据在他计划中这些大的标准。
And then he establishes these great standards.
然后细细地把会幕所有建造的细节告诉摩西。
And then he gives very precise instruction to Moses concerning the details of each of these furnishings.
哇，你就知道那个建筑是非常的复杂的。
And then you see how complex the tabernacle actually is.
但是神用那个说明，每一样事物里面都有基督做标准。
But the reminder is that within each of these little details, Christ is the standard.
当然在旧约时代，这只是个预表。
But of course we know that this is but an Old Testament type.
对于新约的弟兄姊妹们
For us New Testament saints,
如果我们仅仅知道神的标准是基督，恐怕我们还不知道怎么来运用。
If we only know in our heads that Christ is the standard, we might not know how to apply these principles.
感谢主，神借着旧约的会幕，把这些细节的东西都告诉了我们。
So we thank the Lord for giving us.This example of the tabernacle for us to learn.
当然神不是光要一个这么个物质的东西。
But we know that God didn't just want this outward thing.
到新约时代，神把这一切的原则都运用在教会里，运用在基督的身上。
In the New Testament times, He wants to use all of these principles applied to the church.
当我们读教会历史的时候
，When we read church history,
我们心里面有个很大的悲哀。
We have a great regret.
这个真理成为一个失落的真理。
These truths have often been lost.
今天真正能明白这些真理的人并不太多。
There are few and far between those who really know and apply these truths.
所以我们常常说
So we often lament.
你真的有了身体的看见。
We often say that, if you really have a revelation of the body,
那么你才知道什么是教会。
Then you will know what the church is.
所以神在旧约时代中借着会幕已经把这个身体侍奉的这些原则这些标准已经告诉我们。
So we see that the principles surrounding the service and life in the body are found in this Old Testament tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天在教会的生活里
In church life today,
主要我们每一个人要尽功用来服侍他。
Everyone needs to fulfill their function in service.
保罗提醒我们，你要注意那个信心的度量。
Paul reminds us we have to know our measure of faith.
啊，你要好好的跟随圣灵。
You have to follow closely the leading of the Spirit.
那么要跟随得紧。
Follow closely.
那么圣灵叫你做你就做，圣灵不叫你做就不要做。
What the Spirit wants you to do, you do, and if the Spirit says no, then you don't do.
这就是我们在那个尺寸上面在学功课。
And in this way, we will learn how to apply that measurement.
那么我们也知道肢体需要配合。
And we know that we have to have a coordination between members.
这也是我们多年在弟兄姊妹们中所提到的。
And we have been preaching about this for many years.
但是我们似乎只知道道理。
But often we only know the doctrine.
结果在配合上一再的出问题。
And in this matter of serving together, complications often arise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都需要主自己的怜悯。
How we need the Lord's mercy.
我们也知道今天神把我们摆在教会中摆在不同的位置上有不同的功用。
And we know that In the church today, we are placed in different positions to serve different functions.
你要尽你肢体的功用，你要尊重别的肢体的功用。
For you to serve properly as a member of the body, you have to recognize all the other functions of the members.
我们再说，你一个人不可能代替整个教会的。
You individually cannot take the place of the entire church.
没有哪一个人的恩赐呢，是可以涵盖整个教会的。
Not a single person's individual gift can amount to the entire body or church.
连保罗这么大的启示,
Even someone with a great revelation like Paul,
他也需要约翰,
he needs John.
那么约翰有这么大的启示,
John had such a great revelation.
他也需要彼得,
yeah, he needed Peter.
他们也需要雅各, 他们也需要犹大,
and they needed James and and they needed all the other apostles. And they all entered into their own specific functions. And as these functions are expressed within the church, it allowed the body of Christ to be built up. And the fullness of Christ could be manifested in their midst. And of course, we need to pay attention to our own spiritual growth. Pursue after one who has that spiritual weight and substance. If you speak today and no one listens, don't become angry. Don't become sad. Don't accuse them of not listening to you. Because perhaps you lack that spiritual substance. You know, I've served the Lord for many years, and I have a feeling. Oftentimes, when we encountered difficulties and I spoke, nothing happened. And sometimes I would think, man, it would be good if the Apostle Paul were here. If Paul were here and he spoke, this situation would be different. Or if John were here, that would be great. If the elderly John spoke, who wouldn't listen? This doesn't have to do with his age. It's because he has spiritual substance. And if you speak and no one listens, you'll know that you don't have that spiritual substance. And so you have to pursue. That you mature. That the weight and measurement of Christ might be found in you.
所以你看基督一讲话就有权柄, 对不对?
When Christ spoke, there was authority.
哇, 那些大祭司, 那些犹太人, 打发人去听主耶稣讲话,
those high priests would and Pharisees would send those to test our Lord.
要去抓把柄,
they wanted to catch him.
结果这些人回来之后呢,
but when they came back, what happened?
他说,
they told the high priests and Pharisees, we've never heard anyone speak like this before. Because his words had authority and power.
当然没有人的分量能够赶上基督的那个分量,
of course, none of our measurement or weight can compare to that of Christ.
基督的分量在你里面增加了,
so as that measure of faith in Christ increases in you, you'll naturally have that impact and influence. May the Lord have grace that in these last days, may this measuring line be drawn over all of the churches. That we work according to God's standard.
基督的生命得到彰显,
that Christ's life may be expressed,
让基督的荣耀得到彰显,
that the glory of Christ may be expressed,
让教会真正被建立,
that the church may be built up and be the house of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord is yearning for us.
的确他为着西安, 他为着自己的家,
for his church, he is zealous like a burning fire. If we have no response at all, then we have really shortchanged our Lord. He has loved us so. He has blessed us so. And yet we respond with nothing. This would allow our Lord to be hurt. The time is near.
主回来的日子非常的迫近。
The day of our Lord's return is near.
但愿我们能抓住眼前的机会。
May we take hold of the opportunity ahead of us. 竭力的
按照神的标准行事。
That we work according to the standard of God.
让耶路撒冷被建造。
That Jerusalem may be built up.
让圣殿被建造。
That the temple may be built.
让神今天在地上还能找着他真正安居安息的所在。
That the Lord on this earth might find a place, a dwelling place.
愿主施怜悯。
May the Lord show us his mercy.
请我们低头再点祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
主，我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
Lord, we look to your mercy.
求你借着真理的圣灵。
May you, through the Spirit of truth,
引我们进入这些实际。
Lead us into these realities.
主啊，人的话会过去。
Lord, man's word will pass.
但愿你的话永远留在我们的里面。
May your word dwell in us forever.
但愿它成为生命，成为亮光。
That they become life and light.
引导我们的脚步。
Lead our footsteps.
引导各处的聚会。
Lead each of these assemblies.
主啊，愿我们在地上还能有讨你喜悦的时候。
May we please you in our remaining days on this earth.
愿你按照你的标准做工在我们中间。
May you work according to your standard in our midst.
我们俯伏在你的脚前。
Lord, we humbly submit before you.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.